Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have eight psukim. This aliyah is the beginning of the Torah reading that we often read on the Shalosh Regalim, because later in the seventh aliyah, we're going to hear about the Shalosh Regalim. This aliyah tells us that after giving a tenth of your crops to a Levi, a tenth of the remaining crops, Maser Sheni, is to be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. If you live too far away from Yerushalayim, you may sell your crops, take the money to Yerushalayim, and spend it there on food and eat the food there in Yerushalayim. And at the end of each cycle of Ma'asrot, we are obligated to rid our homes of any overdue Ma'asrot. Now, in this aliyah, we hear the words that introduce the Maaser Sheni, but we also have, these words are also understood to tell us about tzedakah in general. The Torah says in Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Bet, Aser ta'aser, you must surely take Maaser. And the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tesamat Aleph and elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara says that the double language aser to aser has a profound meaning. Aser bishvil shetit asher, take off miser, give tzedakah, so that you will become wealthy. It's an incredible Gemara, and there's so much to say on that. Aser bishvil shetit asher, give tzedakah, so you'll become wealthy. Is that why we do mitzvos? Is that why we give tzedakah? Give tzedakah and get rich? What's going on here? There's nothing, God forbid, wrong with being wealthy. But is that why we do mitzvos? So this question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab, the great Rav of the Yeki community in Washington Heights. He died in 1996. He asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva, and he offers two answers. Because of time constraints in this brief FMT, I'll share one answer now, but if you're interested in hearing his other answer, please WhatsApp me privately. Rav Schwab quotes a story in the Gemara and Baba Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, about King Munbaz. King Munbaz was a king in Ashur in the first century. He was the son of Heleni Hamalka, and the Gemara tells us that they and other rulers then converted to Judaism. They were very wealthy, and they donated large amounts of their money to the Beis HaMikdash and for tzedakah. And the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, again in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tells us that when King Munbaz distributed his money to poor people during a famine, his extended family came to him and complained. And they told him he was throwing away his money and his ancestors' money. They worked so hard to accumulate wealth, and you, Munbaz, you're throwing it away. And King Munbaz replied to them the following. The Gemara says that he replies the following. My ancestors accumulated wealth below, and I accumulate wealth above. My ancestors stored their wealth in a place which can be tampered with other people can get to. They can rob banks here, but I've stored my money in a place which cannot be tampered with. My ancestors accumulated wealth in a way that does not bear fruit, but I accumulate wealth in a way that does bear fruit. My ancestors accumulated money, but I accumulate souls. Ani ganazti otsrot nefashot. He says, my ancestors accumulated wealth for others, and I accumulate wealth for myself. My ancestors accumulated wealth in this world, while I accumulate wealth in the next. It's a powerful story about what tzedakah really means. Munbaz gave tzedakah, and he told us what tzedakah is. It's wealth above. It can't be tampered with. No one can rob the bank in heaven. Tzedakah bears fruit, and it restores souls, and above all, it's infinite wealth, not ephemeral wealth. And that, says Rav Shimon Schwab, is what is going on in our Pasuk and in the Gemara. Aser bishvil shatit asher. Give tzedakah so that you will become wealthy, really wealthy. Wealthy like Munbaz HaMelech. There is an amazing story about Baron Edmund Rothschild. Apparently, a reporter once asked Baron Rothschild how much he was worth. So without missing a beat, he said 172,000 francs. So the reporter thought he was joking. It's a lot of money. But the Rothschilds were known for having far more money than that. So he asked again, no, really, how much are you worth? So Baron Rothschild took out a little notebook. He looks at it for a second. He says, no, I was correct. 172,000 francs. So the reporter finally said, I was under the impression that you had a lot more money than that. Baron Rothschild smiled and he says, ah, you didn't ask me how much money I had. The answer to that question is much, much more than what I told you. You asked me how much I was worth. I've given 172,000 francs to charity so far this year. That is how much I'm really worth. Everything else is what I have. It's not what I'm worth. What a beautiful story. Again, this is one of Rav Shimon Schwab's answers to our question of what does aser ta aser, aser bishvil shatit asher. If you're interested in hearing his other answer, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.